This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Our top story this morning: we are watching a potential tropical system in the Gulf of Mexico. We'll have complete details. The KRLD Morning News continues with Heather Behrens and John Little.
The Texas coast is threatened by a new tropical system forming up in the Gulf, and Governor Abbott has activated some state emergency resources. KRLD's Kurt Lewis has the latest.
It's not a tropical storm yet, but if it makes that threshold, it will be named Francine. The governor has notified agencies like the Texas National Guard, DPS, and Texas A&M Task Force 1 to be on full alert. The governor's office reminds all Texans to take steps to prepare for the impact from the system, have an emergency plan ready, and gather supplies for an emergency kit, monitor local weather forecasts, too. 2 months ago, Hurricane Beryl blasted the Texas coast, creating flooding and knocking out power to millions of Texans. From the 24-hour news center, Kurt Lewis, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
The Dallas Cowboys season is off to a great start. A 33-17 win over the Browns in Cleveland in his first game back with the Cowboys. Zeke Elliott led the Dallas rushing attack with 40 yards and a touchdown.
Elliott's going to be in the end zone. Touchdown, Dallas.
Kevin Burkhardt, the call on Fox. Dak with his new contract in place, threw for 179 and a score. Dallas's defense stifling Cleveland, holding the Browns under 300 total yards. Cowboys insider Bobby Belt has a pretty good feeling about the team, and especially the defensive side of the ball, led by new DC Mike Zimmer.
The linebacker play for the Cowboys in this game was incredible. Eric Kendricks, DeMarvian Overshown, they are a revelation for this defense. And Mike Zimmer knows exactly how to put them in a position to succeed. That was something the Cowboys really missed last year.
Cowboys pass rush also kept Deshaun Watson completely off balance.
And just hours before game time, Dallas and Dak finished a four-year contract extension worth $240 million, the richest deal ever for an NFL player.
What it means is a big commitment to the next 5 years, to our future, if you will. There's a lot of me that thinks I'd hope Dak is our quarterback for the rest of my time.
The NFL has announced the headline performer for the Super Bowl halftime show.
Be humble. Holla, holla, sit down. Holla.
Kendrick Lamar will be the entertainment for the halftime show at the Super Bowl in New Orleans on February 9th. Lamar says in a statement that rap music is still the most impactful genre to date, and he'll be there to remind the world why. Lamar has experience with the Super Bowl stage. He was one of the performers at the Super Bowl halftime show in 2022 with Dr. Dre, Snoop Dogg, Eminem, and Mary J. Blige.
That's Margie Zaralata reporting.
How about that statement win for the Texas Longhorns, demolishing the defending national champ Michigan Wolverines 31-12 on Saturday, a matchup you heard right here on KRLD. Head coach Steve Sarkisian.
This is a tough place to come and win. You know, they obviously had won 23 in a row here, and this is, obviously a quality opponent.
Longhorns move up to number 2 in the poll this week behind Georgia. Well, good news for the Texas Rangers, able to make it 3 of 4 over the weekend.
The Rangers made it 4 series wins in a row after taking Game 4 over the visiting Los Angeles Angels 7-4. Marcus Semien and Nathaniel Lowe tallied 2 RBIs apiece, including a Semien blast in the first to left center that traveled almost 400 feet. Starter Andrew Heaney earned his first win since July. Skipper Bruce Bochy.
We pitched well and played well. Good homestand, good series.
From the 24-hour News Center, I'm Tristan Ryans, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
A Granbury man going to federal prison after he was investigated for child porn by cops who are actually 8,600 miles away. Here's LP Phillips.
35-year-old Stephen Ashley Jr. recorded himself molesting a 9-year-old girl. Then he shared the file with a man in Australia over X, the former Twitter site. Police in Sydney spotted that file and traced it back to Ashley's home in Granbury. That's where U.S. authorities moved in. In March, the feds got a warrant and searched Ashley's home, finding the phone with that video and other videos going back 2 years. Ashley admitted it all to police and pleaded guilty to federal charges. Fort Worth U.S. District Judge Mark Pittman threw Ashley in prison for 50 years with no parole. From the 24-Hour News Center, LP Phillips News, Radio 1080 KRLD.
Executives at Southwest Airlines will have a meeting today with leaders of Elliott Investment Management. KRLD business analyst David Johnson says that hedge fund has acquired a 10% stake in Southwest with the goal of making some big changes at the top of the company.
They want to get rid of Bob Jordan, who's the CEO. They want to get rid of Gary Kelly, used to be the CEO, is now executive chairman of the board. They want to get rid of all those people, and they want to bring in this fistful of, you know, fairly impressive people that all do the same thing. They've all run airlines.
The hedge fund says Southwest leadership has failed to evolve with the airline business. In addition to today's meeting, Southwest has also scheduled a meeting for shareholders at the end of the month.
Well, starting today, the North Central Texas Council of Governments want to know what you think about high-speed rail. Here's Austin New York.
Specifically, a route between Dallas and Fort Worth. The meeting will start up at noon at their Arlington offices on Six Flags Drive. The meeting will be streamed live and public comments will be accepted. An update on the Dallas-Fort Worth high-speed study will be presented. They will also respond to concerns from the city of Dallas about the proposed downtown alignment, how to proceed with federal environmental review processes, and how to incorporate alternate routes from downtown Dallas that address stakeholder concerns. From the 24-Hour News Center, Austin York, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
The memorial service for murdered Dallas police officer Darren Burks was held on Saturday. Hundreds of friends, family, and fellow police officers attended the service at Watermark Church on LBJ Freeway. Governor Abbott ordered flags across Texas to be lowered to half staff at the request of Dallas Mayor Eric Johnson.
This has been, to say the least, a challenging week. A challenging week for you, for me, for this entire city, but most of all, for Officer Burke's family. I've said it several times over this past few days that in losing Officer Burke's, the city of Dallas lost a hero.
Before putting on a badge, Darren Burks was working with at-risk youth as a highly respected math teacher at Texans Can Academy. In Pleasant Grove, Officer Burks graduated from the police academy in December. He was murdered in his squad car while on patrol in Oak Cliff in August.
Now, on that same day that Darren Burks was laid to rest, Dallas police responded to a burglary call. Shot and killed a man.
Officers got a call of a burglary in progress in the 3100 block of Norwalk. That is just north of Bachman Lake. The caller said the suspect was trying to break into an apartment and was armed. Police Chief Eddie Garcia.
Officers arrived. They confronted the suspect. They gave the suspect commands to show his hands. The suspect then produced a handgun from his waistband. Officers fired at the suspect. The suspect was down. No officers were injured. And the suspect is deceased.
Neither the suspect's name nor the officer's name have been released. From the 24-Hour News Center, Russell Scott, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
State officials in Austin begin the process to find a new leader for the Department of Public Safety.
DPS Director Steve McCraw has announced plans to retire after 15 years on the job. The Texas Public Safety Commission has created a selection committee to review potential candidates for the position. There are only two people on the committee. It will accept what it calls expressions of interest through October 4th, then review that list, evaluate the applications, and present a short list of finalists to the full Public Safety Commission for consideration and interviews. The commission hopes to finish the process by the end of the year. year. From the 24-Hour News Center, Stephen Pickering, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Meanwhile, the former Uvalde Schools police chief is asking a judge to throw out the charges against him for the failed response to the shooting at Robb Elementary. KRLD's Chris Fox reports.
Lawyers for former police chief Pete Arredondo filing a motion to dismiss the 10-count child endangerment indictment against him for his leadership role in the failed response to the school shooting in Uvalde that left 19 students and two teachers dead. Arredondo's lead attorney, Paul Looney.
When a police officer makes their best possible decision based on the information they've got, it may or may not be right, but it's not criminal.
Arredondo is one of only two officers charged so far.
From the 24-Hour News Center, Chris Fox, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
The All Local is updated three times a day. For the latest news, weather, and traffic, listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com, download the Odyssey app, or ask your smart speaker to play News Radio 1080 KRLD.